that house at the corner of Beale at Lauderdale is one of the oldest places. And this has historical value from the Civil War. This is where some general slept. General Freedom slept. Across the way there, Urban League building is no longer there. And it has some historical value. But all of those things have been destroyed. So I just don't know. There was Beale Street Baptist Church. That's about the only thing on Beale Street that still stands. It was there when I was a little boy. The only thing I remember. It looks about like it. Well, they had a facelift and just stay out of the same building. It's, to go inside, you can see that it has aged. But most of the other things are going to move.
Well, if you are a tourist coming to
Memphis
now, what would you recommend to a tourist that wants to come to Memphis? Not necessarily historical, but things like the medical center.
Oh yes. Now, these are very, very beautiful changes to the medical center itself. We have some of the very proud of medical center. Very proud of that. So I was working on that. So then the planning commission. We did everything humanly possible to make that as beautiful as possible. Something that will have some stature for years to come. Because Baptist Hospital ground is same place. And because we use expression sometimes, if the family had wanted to retain their residence at the corner of 3rd and Madison, we wouldn't have a story going today. So you see, you have to think in terms of placement. Well, we just don't have too many things of interest. You can drive down, well, you can't find Main anymore, because Main is being converted into a mall, pedestrian mall. Beale Street, from, according to our plan, from Handley Square to Main would be pedestrian mall. I don't know whether it's going to be retained as such or not. We get a lot of plans, and they were approved by the legislators as being authentic, but I doubt very seriously whether all of these things will actually come in. Because in my book, we had garden-type apartments in the Beale Street area, over in the area where Church Park is supposed to be. It would be very historic. And Danny Thomas tying in with this, and all these old catacomb areas for housing, people who wanted to live and walk downtown as they had in the past. And they were promised this by Memphis Housing Authority that they were going to restore these things, but they didn't. And instead, now we have a home for the elderly, Archie Benson home at the corner of Beale at Danny Thomas. And I suppose that's about the only area now that some of those people who live in this area have an opportunity to live. Of course, it's low rent for the elderly. But I would think that our Southern Mall, Royal Mall, Purdy Mall, Ridgeway section, Mount Collin, these are beautiful areas of development. International Airport, which again, I took an awful lot of interest and pride in, and we certainly worked hard to get that through planning.